Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 2709 Rock Springs Road in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stoniker. For information and service times, visit www.ksgc.church. And now, Gabe Stoniker.
Our message today will come from Psalm 27. Psalm 27, and I absolutely love Psalm 27. I thank God for Psalm 27. This psalm reaches me in my heart. This psalm speaks to me. This psalm blesses me, and I pray that it might do that for you. I pray this psalm might reach you in your heart and speak to you and bless you. I really just want us to use one verse for our text, and it's verse 14, which says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Wait on the Lord. That is experience talking. That's experience talking. That is a blessing. That is comfort. That is strength. That is encouragement. That is a word from a child of God. David is the one who the Lord used to pen this. And it's a word from a child of God who has had this proven to him. You can hear in that, that David has had this proven to him. It says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." My desire today is to bring a word of encouragement to you. That's what I want to do sincerely. If you are one who has been caused to truly wait on the Lord. The Lord has an elect people. Our God has an elect people, a chosen people. And that's who I'm in search of as I preach this message. This message goes out in search of God's sheep, to reach the hearts of God's sheep. And if you are one who has received faith to believe on Christ, then I want to bring a word of encouragement to you today. I sincerely do. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is the most hopeful thing that the spirit or the soul of a child of God can do. That's the most hopeful thing. It is the most difficult thing that the flesh of a child of God can do. But it's the most hopeful thing that the spirit of a child of God can do. And it's because God's people have been caused to know and to believe those two little words in the middle of that verse. He shall. He shall. He has, and he shall. If God has spoken to you, if God has sent his spirit to you, caused you to believe on him, this is what you believe in your heart. You believe he has and he shall. He shall. That was the announcement of the Old Testament concerning our Lord's coming to save his people. The announcement was, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He'll do it, and he will do it. He shall. If you look right here in Psalm 27 at verse 5, it says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion." And that's what happened on the cross of Calvary. When our time of trouble came from God's judgment, he hid his people. Verse 5 says, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he. He shall hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. He shall. He shall. Who shall do this? Verse 1, David said, the Lord shall. The Lord. It is the Lord. Isaiah 42 says, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles, and he shall not fail. God the Father said through the prophet Isaiah, he said, let me tell you what he shall do and what he shall not do. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not fail. Isaiah 53 says, he shall grow up before him as a root out of dry ground, in order for the Father to lay on him the iniquity of all of his people. It says, he shall, and I love this. This is verse 11, Isaiah 53, verse 11. He shall see the travail of his soul. You think about that. That prophesied that God the Father would, shall see the travail of Christ's soul. From the throne of judgment, he would look at his own son and see the travail of the Lord Jesus Christ's soul. What a holy thought. What an amazing thought. And in seeing that, it says the Father shall be satisfied. He shall be. In seeing what his son endured, the Father shall be satisfied. Jeremiah 23 says, he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Our righteousness. You know what you and I need to go meet God? If we're going to meet God and survive it, if we're going to go stand before God and survive, we need righteousness. When he looks at us, he needs to see something that's right, something that's good and right and acceptable. Well, Jeremiah 23 says, Christ shall be called the Lord our righteousness. He is our righteousness. The angel announced to Mary in Luke chapter 1 concerning Christ, he said, he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. He's the one who's going to reign, and he's going to reign over the sinner. He shall reign over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I love that. I love that. Just wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He shall. Isn't that so comforting? Do we hear the comfort of God's word to his people? Christ shall. He shall. Moses told the children of Israel just before God parted the sea for them. The Lord had not yet parted the sea, and they're standing there in fear. They're in their minds, they're about to die. Egypt is about to overtake them, and they're crying, what shall we do? Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that's the gospel message to God's people. You stand still and look to Christ. You see the salvation of the Lord. Moses said, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. And he did. He did. Moses said, you wait on the Lord. You just wait on the Lord. All you have to do is wait on the Lord. Look to Christ. In your helpless condition, in your needy condition, you just look to Christ. You just trust Christ. You trust the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Isn't that so wonderful? Isn't that just so pleasant and so relaxing? Just wait on the Lord. Rather than telling men and women, you better go do this and better go do that and you better work and you better hope and you better not and you better. No, no, no. Here's the gospel message to God's people. Stand still. Wait on the Lord. Turn your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. whether we're talking about the eternal things of salvation or the temporary things concerning the life that we're living on this earth. Our strength and our encouragement is in waiting on the Lord. That's where it is. Look to the Lord. Look to the Lamb of God, the song says. For He alone is able to save you. If God the Father gave you to Him to save, if God the Father gave you to Christ to save, He shall. He shall. He will. Eternally and even right now, temporally. Verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. And as I read this verse, I notice the punctuation in it. There's a colon after wait on the Lord. And then there's another colon after be of good courage and He shall strengthen thine heart. It's like those colons divide this verse into three parts. The first part emphasizes the Lord. Wait on the Lord. The second part emphasizes He. He shall strengthen thine heart. And the third part emphasizes the Lord again. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord. He. The Lord. He's the object. He's the doer. He's the prize. Wait on the Lord. He'll do it. Wait on the Lord. He'll give you courage. He'll give you strength. And how will He do that? He'll do that by being our courage and being our strength. When we are weak, that's when we're strong. It's because we have no strength in ourselves. Christ is all the strength that we have. When we have no courage, that's when we're strong. It's because there's no courage in ourselves. Christ is the only courage that we have. And the promise of God through the Word is He'll do that for you. If you belong to Him, if you're one of His people, He shall do that for you. Now, do you belong to Him? Do I belong to Him? Are we His people? He has an elect people. God has an elect people that He chose to save before the foundation of the world. Are we among them? Are we one of them? Well, if God gives us the ability to wait on Him and to stop looking to the flesh and to stop looking to ourselves and to stop looking to our works, if God gives us the ability to truly look to Christ, I'm going to tell you that most men and women, in their minds, they're going to meet God based on what they see in themselves, based on the good works that they see in themselves, based on how worthy they believe they are to go meet God. That is not the right way to go meet God. And that's the evidence of a soul that does not belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. If God has given a soul to Christ, God will give that soul the ability to look to Christ. That soul will say, I don't see any good thing in my flesh. Oh, wretched man that I am. There's nothing but sin dwelling in me. My only hope is to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my righteousness. He's my sanctification. He's my wisdom. He's my redemption. He's my everything. He's my salvation. If God gives us the ability to wait on Christ and look to Christ, it means we belong to Him. I hope God has given you the ability to look to the Lord Jesus Christ and to wait on Him. And I pray God has given me the ability too. Because God only gives that ability to His people. It is such good news if God causes a heart to just truly see His or her all in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only hope we have. If we are His people, then He shall, in our looking and in our waiting on the Lord Jesus Christ, He shall supply our every need. Our every need. He shall. Over in Numbers chapter 6, this is a wonderful passage of Scripture. Numbers 6 verse 24 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. That's a wonderful, wonderful prayer. That's a prayer from someone to someone. That's a desire for a particular people. That's saying, this is my desire for you. My desire that the Lord does this for you. All right, here's the question. Who's praying that prayer? Who said that? Verse 22 says, the Lord said it. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord is the one praying that prayer. Verse 22, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise shall you bless the children of Israel, my people, my chosen people, my elect, saying unto them, the Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to keep you. Oh, I want to be one of the Lord's people, don't you? Lord, call us to yourself. Draw us near to you. Reveal your salvation to us. Reveal your election to us. Give faith to us. Pray that to him in your heart. If you desire to belong to him, tell him. Cry out to him. Call on the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because only those who he gives faith to call will do it. But it says here the Lord is going to bless his people. The Lord is going to keep his people. If God saves a soul, can that soul be lost? No. Not if God saves them. If God saves them, God will keep them. He said the Lord is going to make his face shine upon you. The Lord is going to be gracious to you. The Lord is going to lift up his countenance on you, and the Lord is going to give you peace. Peace with God. That's the peace that we need. That's the peace that passes all understanding. Peace with God Almighty, this holy God. The promise of the word is he's going to. Wait on the Lord. All right, now here's our next question. How is he going to do that? Where is he going to do that? Here's the answer. In Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where? In Christ. In the Lord Jesus Christ. It is all in Christ. If the Lord is going to bless us, and if the Lord is going to keep us, and if he is going to be gracious to us, and if he's going to show kindness to us and mercy to us, it is going to be in Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 17, our Lord said, Father, all those that you have given to me, I have kept them. They are kept in me. They are in me. He said, I am in you. And they'll never be taken out. Kept by the power of God. In Christ, we're kept by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Where? In the face of Jesus Christ. You want to see the glory of God? Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all in Christ. All of it is in Christ. John 1, verse 17, it says, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's where grace came from. That's where truth came from. The Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 15, verse 11 says, we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. And that's what all of God's people believe. We believe that through the gift, grace means gift, free gift, favor with God, grace, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. That's how men and women are saved. It's not through their own obedience of the law. We open this Bible, we read this Bible, all of the commandments in the Word of God. They are good. The law is good. The law is holy. The law is just. Here's the problem. We are not. We are sin. Man by nature is only evil continually. That's what God said. Only evil continually. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's what the Word of God says. And our only hope is that God the Father sent Christ to redeem us, Christ to save us. We're not going to save ourselves through our own obedience or our own decision or our own anything. It's only going to be in Christ. It's only going to be by Christ. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely, justified before God, freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Psalm 42 verse 5 says, I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance, because He is the health of my countenance and my God. He is. He is. Ephesians 2 says, He is our peace, because He is the one who broke down the middle wall of partition between us and God. And He did that in His own body on the tree, so making peace. So Numbers 24 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. He will do it. In Christ, He shall do it. Just wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. He shall. If we need salvation, do you need salvation? I do. If we need salvation, wait on the Lord. Look to the Lord. If we need provision, if we need to be provided for, I do. You do too. Wait on the Lord. Look to the Lord. If we need direction, do you have a decision that needs to be made? If we need some direction, wait on the Lord. Look to the Lord. If we need comfort, if we need hope, if we need strength to make it through one more day, do you need strength just to make it through one more day? Wait on the Lord. Look to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ. If God the Father has given you to Christ, He is going to encourage you in Christ. He is going to strengthen you. He is going to bless you. He is going to keep you. He is going to make His face shine on you. He's going to be gracious to you. He's going to lift up His countenance on you, and He's going to give you peace. In Christ, you shall have peace. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. You know, you may hear this and say, how do you know that? How can you be, you know, you're saying, you sound pretty confident right now. How do you know that? Here's how. It's because God Almighty is the one who said it. And if He said it, He shall. If He said, this is what will be, that's what will be. He shall. Look with me back at Psalm 27, our text here, Psalm 27. If we wait on the Lord, if God gives us the ability to look to the Lord and to wait for His encouragement and His strength, then this will be the end of our waiting. Okay, this will be the encouragement and the strength that comes to us. This is what we'll realize. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light. We're going to see in this, Christ is all. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. What is this host? What are we, this enemy that comes? It's our sin. It's all of our sin that attacks us. Verse 4, he said, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. And now shall mine head, and that's Christ. He's the head, we're the body. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Christ is all. That's what David said in this. Christ is all. He's all. Now, I have about 2 minutes left, and I want to show you a couple of scriptures in 2 minutes. These are very, very encouraging scriptures. This is Lamentations 3, verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's good. It's so good that a man looks to Christ, waits on Christ, hopes in Christ. Why? Why is it good? It's because Isaiah 40 says, this is verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. To those who are completely empty, that's who he helps. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen to this one more. This is Isaiah 30, verse 18. It says, therefore will the Lord wait. The commandment to God's people is you wait, you wait. Isaiah 30, verse 18, it says, therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. Every soul that he brings to glory with him, they're going to weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he'll answer you. That's a blessed promise, isn't it? I pray that's an encouragement to your heart. You wait on the Lord. You look to Christ, and he'll strengthen you. Amen.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can call or write to the number and address on your screen or visit www.ksgc.church. Tune in at this same time next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.